Hello?
Hello. Is Angel Michaels there?
Who is this?
Yes, I'm Chris, and I'm from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm merely conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential.
Well, you got the wrong number.
Oh, but are you over the age of 18? And would you like to help me with the survey for the upcoming Congress elections and some other general questions?
Hold on. Let me give her the phone.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello. I'm Chris from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm merely conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and name or number was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling on your cell phone, so we would like to make this as quick as possible.
Right. This is actually my mom's phone, but I feel comfortable speaking.
Okay. Thank you very much. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I am.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm biracial.
Okay. And biracial would be with what other race?
Hispanic and Black.
Okay. Thank you. What is your age?
I am 22.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I am dissatisfied.
Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country right now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focused on? You can select up to two, so I'm going to read you the list and you can tell me whether to stop or to change your answers. But it must be the following two issues that you most want Congress to be focused on. The first one is providing affordable child care, protecting LGBTQ rights, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, improving the economy, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, reducing gun violence, fighting inflation, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, reducing crime, improving K through 12 public school education, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, or increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration?
So women's health and protecting the right to abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one regarding, not the one about economy.
Improving the economy or lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
The cost of healthcare.
Okay. Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Falling behind.
Thank you. And in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upwards mobility in this country? Similar to the last question, you can select up to two out of the list that I'm about to read. Poor work ethic, racism and discrimination, not enough role models, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, poor life choices and values by some, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, too many people depending on the government for handouts, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, lack of good paying job opportunities.
Lack of good paying job opportunities as well as unfair corporate gain.
That would be, let me see, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich?
Right.
Okay, thank you. Now, here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. Inadequate programs to help lower income people. Too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders. Prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime. Too many people suffering from mental health illnesses on our streets. Not many police officers on the streets. Lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity. A toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values. Reduced funding for public services to help people in need. Too many young people not being properly parented and raised. Too many guns flooding our streets. A lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training. The broken bail and parole system, which lets criminals back on the street too quickly. Or inflation and the rising cost of living, making it harder for people to get by.
And you said for this one, I can only choose one?
You can choose two as well from that.
Okay, so I'm going to say the first option and the last option. Well, the first option and the option of mental health issues.
The last option and the mental health one?
The first option.
Oh, okay, the first one. That would be inadequate programs to help lower income people and too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our streets.
Right.
Okay. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
I've heard quite a bit about it, actually.
Okay. And do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
I am against it.
Do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or you have never heard of the person or organization, please just let me know.
Okay.
The first one is Kevin McCarthy.
I have not heard of this person.
Mm-hmm. Donald Trump.
Ooh.
38. Joe Biden.
32.
Barack Obama.
70.
Hakeem Jeffries.
I'm not familiar with this person.
Okay. The NAACP.
80.
Ron DeSantis.
0.
Kamala Harris.
32.
Critical race theory or CRT?
70.
Black Lives Matter or BLM?
50.
And that would be 50?
Yes.
Thank you. Of the feminist movement?
You said the feminist or anti-feminist?
The feminist movement.
The feminist movement.
Once again, 50 or 60?
50.
50. The gay rights movement?
40.
Beyonce?
Beyonce?
Yeah. Thank you. I know it's a ways off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Cornel West, the third-party candidate, from whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Now, we're going to switch things up a bit. Please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact in your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all in your life. You can use any number between 0 to 10.
Okay.
The country's economy going into a recession soon.
10.
Climate change.
10.
Crime and violence in this country.
10.
Affirmative action ending.
7.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. The first one is, athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth, rather than how they self-identify.
I agree.
Do you strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
The government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with a paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
Strongly agree.
Ban assault weapons.
Strongly agree.
The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
Strongly agree.
Children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth.
Strongly agree.
The government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
I agree.
Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. The government should provide free childcare for to all families.
For who families?
The government should provide free childcare to all families.
I agree somewhat. Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. Drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illnesses should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison.
I strongly agree.
Thank you. In which, if any of the following situations, should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Sickness or serious injury, yes or no?
Yes.
Fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child?
Yes.
Mothers adopting a child?
Yes.
Death of a family member?
Yes.
Mothers giving birth to a child?
Yes.
Fathers adopting a child?
Yes.
When dealing with a mental health episode?
Yes.
Caring for a family member with a serious health condition?
Yes.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Would you say very often? Often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Home was vandalized or broken into?
No. Well, yes. I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't broken into. Somebody tried to, like, they entered our property and tried to steal. Uh-huh. But the house itself was not broken into.
And that was, does it apply to you or your household?
The household.
Okay. Violent crimes such as assault?
No.
Money or property was stolen?
Yes.
Does that apply to you or someone in the household?
Both.
Okay. A car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. And now we're going to switch gears a bit, and these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
I am currently in school.
Okay, so that, well, you can stop me when you hear the categories. Would that be 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor's degree, postgraduate, like master's, MBA, law, PhD, MBA, et cetera?
It's some college in pursuit of a certificate, vocational certificate.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Unmarried. I'm single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No. Well, yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, rural?
We live in the county, but it's still a rather, like, dense neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure exactly which category it falls in.
Okay, that's fine. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each, please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. The first one is your local TV news. Is it? Yeah, your local TV news.
Yes, I watch the news.
Is it very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
So I watch it at least once a week. So.
Mm-hmm. So how would you rate it? Would that be like very often or somewhat often?
Somewhat often.
How about network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Somewhat often.
Fox News?
Very often.
MSNBC?
I don't watch that.
Okay. CNN?
Rarely.
So not that often? Or seldom
right.
to never?
Not that often.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Do you have Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, no health insurance, or other?
Medicaid.
Thank you. Who is the primary breadwinner in your household? Is it you, another relative, your child or children, retired or on a fixed income, or other?
On a fixed income.
Thank you. Would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Under $15,000? Just stop me when you hear the category. I'm sorry. Under 15.
I'd rather not say.
Okay, that's fine. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
And that was the last question. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. You've been very kind.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.